My name is Elaine, and I am from TCM World Foundation. And tonight's webinar is part of our educational series. Tonight we welcome Grandmaster Nan Lu, who will be talking about quantum liver healing. And now many people have asked, why do we always focus on the liver? And I think that you may discover the answer for that after tonight's webinar. So right now I'd like to welcome Grandmaster Nan Lu.
Good evening, everybody. Hi. So tonight we are going to talk about the quantum liver healing. I know, and when we talk about the quantum liver healing, people will always ask me why always talk about the liver. You know, they will always make a joke, right? So I think I love a joke. So in the Chinese culture, they always say women control the half, 50% of the heaven, or women can hold 50% of the heaven. So which means a woman very powerful. So we say, if a woman very powerful, then how can we control the woman? Think of this whole concept. Who can control it? Liver. So all the women's health, directly or indirectly, are related to the liver function. Now think of this whole concept. If liver function disorder, woman health will have an issue. Then family has an issue. Then society will have an issue. Right? 50% society have an issue. 50% heaven has an issue, then I think the whole world will be turned upside down. Right? So that's the joke. But however, from this angle, we will let us see why liver is so important. But it's today, particularly today, why liver is so important. Let me use the one thing, one very simple concept. What we see today, most modern disease, all related to the liver function disorder. Remember here, when the Chinese medicine talk about the liver function disorder, there are big difference compared to the Western medicine talk about the liver function. So many of my patients say, hey, Dr. Lu, I just get a test. My liver is fine. I say, yes, your liver is fine. However, your liver function is not fine. So what's the difference? What's the difference between liver function and the liver itself? It's a very simple concept. What's the difference between the computer hardware and the software? When we go to the annual test, what do we test? Hardware. Hospital never test your software. The body software never be tested. We have no idea what the software are capable and able to do. But we only can take test the hardware. Sometimes hardware functions right, but the software already has a problem. So what concept called the software function disorder? I give you an example. You might feel headache, like this a couple of days, you get a weather change after full moon, you get a headache, it's very windy. Every time you see the heavy windy, someone has a serious migraine headache. Have you seen someone? Every time outside is windy, they have a headache. The headache is like a knife stabbing inside of the head. When I say that, someone will understand, how did you know? I say, see, the pain are mainly different ways. So every time windy days, you will have a migraine. But no matter what kind of test, you can go through them. My MRI, CT, whatever you name, everywhere you can do the test, nothing. Come out perfect. Normal. Why? That's what we call the function. It's a software problem. Have you heard of someone every night at midnight, they get a chronic cough? No matter what kind of test you show, still okay. That's also can called is a function disorder. The other thing, right once a month, you see your girlfriend, you see your wife, get the menstrual cycle come. Then what? PMS. Emotional change. Migraine, headache, stomach ache, nauseous, back pain. All of these things you do test, nothing there. But they have a symptom. The body is perfect. The test is perfect. But the body show you the symptom. That's what we call the function disorder. Because it's not a hardware problem, it's a software problem. So what controls the software? It's the liver function. So the liver has a much big job, big ways to thinking. So that's why today we use to call the quantum liver healing. So which means we cannot isolate it, just focus on the materialized liver. So we have to think liver is the quantum way. So what's the quantum way to thinking? So which is you have to think in the, your liver has a soft way and a hard way. Has a visible and invisible. Which is like a quantum physics when we see something. The reality always show us two kind of activity. One can be as the particle, and the other can be as the wave. So we see the materialize, and then that only can see is a particle. But if we see the energy field, then that's a wave connection. Have you feel yourself working in the one park or working in the one situation, you suddenly feel something before you walk in the door? How come? You didn't see that. That's called a feel. In that feel, you feel the energetically, you feel emotionally something connect to you. That's called a feel. Feel is energy. It's not materialized energy. So therefore, when we talk about the liver, so we have to talk about the liver two kind of way, hard way and soft way. This topic, we are going to continue later on. Now we're going to go back to it again at the beginning, why say why we need a quantum liver healing. Because for modern science, for the modern life, well, I put it this way, I don't want to go down the modern science, this path yet. So in the modern life, most modern disease associated with liver function disorder. So we go back to the liver again. What the liver can do? Or we can do the different way. What we in the modern life, how does we function in everyday life? I think today everybody has a cell phone now. Most people have a cell phone. Yes, I see the kids, right? Even kids have a cell phone now. So have you seen the people, family go to the dinner, and when they sit down, everybody has their own cell phone, own talk, right? Phone. So which means, does anyone use an ear to listen to the cell phone or to see the cell phone? No, you use eye to see the cell phone, right? You use your finger to move the screen. Now everything moving, looking, that activity associated with the liver function. Which means, if you have a liver function disorder, your eye size might change. Your finger may not moving fast enough, you find your thumbs and have some kind of difficulty to move. You find something is like a click and the inside blocking your thumb. Because the modern life, we use this body part much often or more than the ancient time of today, right? So if you use your eyes a lot, so which means that you use your liver energy a lot. The eye doesn't open by itself. I need the energy to support the eye can open. So that's why when we feel tired, what do? We say, I need to close my eye. When you close your eyes, your soul, your spirit, your feelings holding inside. So that's why you can nourish yourself. You close eyes, a quick nap, 5 minutes. You look like your body jump started. You wake up, you can do something again. Right? You feel tired, your eyes close. When you die, your eyes close too. No energy. I cannot open. So now you look at the other angle. If you constantly use your eyes more often, which is today in the modern life, we use eyes more than the before, right? When we wake up first, check email, check a message. When we come back, you will check email, check things. So constantly, when I enter the average, the people constantly, everyone in there, they constantly check the email, constantly moving. The sun is moving, the eyes are looking. Look at this situation, look at this event, which means that activity soon or later will cause the liver function disorder if you not know how to take care of your liver. Then you will have a liver energy deficiency. Now, what is the liver energy deficiency means? One of the symptoms. What is a chronic fatigue? Chronic fatigue is one of the modern diseases. The ancient no such a disease. It's a modern disease. What is a modern disease? Means people use their body, overuse their body, abuse their body too much, go far beyond, doesn't allow yourself have a rest. If you do that, your body will show you, called a chronic fatigue, CFS. And the other things, eyes will have a problem. We say the sun later have a problem. Then we say because the modern life. Second thing, in the modern life, as today we see, activity. Right? Ancient time, we don't have that much activity. Right? We don't do much. Now we do a lot. Exercise. Run, move. Right? We do yoga. We do go to the gym. We do things. We constantly want to do something. We want to do many different kinds of sport, right? Many kinds of different sport, right? Basketball, tennis, as long as we can do, we just do. We want to do more, more, more. Now, look at the one thing. So if you do more, what's happening? You might get a sport injury, right? So people go to get a sport injury. They always say, often they can blame the tennis, or they can blame the banana, you know, peel on the ground. They can blame that the floor is not flat. They can blame many things. However, all the sport injuries associated with the liver function. That's why at the ancient time when we do the martial arts, all the martial arts, in the martial arts injury, we fight, we do things, they are always associated with the liver function. If you have a liver function disorder, if you use your liver overused, you don't allow yourself a good rest and re-nurture your liver, next day, if you have a heavy sport competition, you might injure yourself. You can do the marathon run and run the last 1 mile so suddenly, why? Energy out. You don't have energy, then you get an injury. So that's why second thing you see modern life caused more liver issues. Now, third thing in the modern life, as of today? Who doesn't have a stress? Can you find that anyone doesn't have a stress? Emotional stress and the physical stress. Everybody has a stress. Everybody has a different degrees of the stress. And in that sense, you can argue with me. They say, oh, who doesn't have the stress? I say, yes, you have the stress. As long as you know how to release your stress, as long as you know how to heal yourself, the stress will be fine. Stress is how do we take it? How do we see it? Right? If we know how to deal with the stress, then we'll be able to heal our liver function. So which is here I try to tell you. Stress, emotional stress, physical stress also can impact to the liver function. Now, you see, the three major areas, right? One is every day you can see activity moving around. I constantly see. The hands, the thumb constantly move. So when your eyes see too much, eye is the window of the heart, window of the soul. Also, eye associate with the liver function. Because liver function has one of the other unique capability, which is the blood. The blood function also associated with the liver. So why I'm saying here, talk about the blood and the eyes. The eyes are associated with the blood. The blood associated with your sleeping. As of today, how many people suffer and sleeping issues? Why? We try to take pills, or we try to do something, even we try to do meditation before the sleep. I say, hey, I always make a joke to my patients, so don't try meditate. You don't have time. It's called a green banana. It takes too long to get it right. If you don't use a cell phone more often, you might ahead of the game, I tell my patients. Before go to sleep, have a couple hours before. Don't see the TV. Don't look at TV because you constantly put your eyes in front of the electromagnetic field. That energy will impact to your liver function. Eliminate this outside electromagnetic field, your energy. So if you constantly use eyes too much, you deplete your liver function. If your liver function depletes, how can you have a good sleeping? So that's why you are very difficult falling asleep. You also might easier wake up. That's the number one. Number two is exercise. All the physical exercise, physical activities, all the different kind of sports are associated with the liver function. But today, who doesn't? You see the people running, do many things. All of these exercise are associated with the liver function because you need a tendon to allow body move. It's not a muscle, it's the tendon. Number three is emotional stress. Physical stress and emotional stress. These two kinds of stress also directly impact to the liver function. Now you can see why I say liver is very important in the modern life. At the ancient time, Chinese medicine, even though they focused on the liver, but they don't focus the liver so much, mostly focus on the stomach, also they focus on the kidney because they want to have a longevity. Life is very difficult. Now is life too easy? But people can say life is not easy because of what? We don't know how to deal with stress. Society change, speed is change, mind is change, life is change. How can we slow down? How can we be peaceful? How can we have a good sleep? That always has a question. So that's why we need to go through the liver. Why? Liver is the most important organs in the modern life. Or we can say different way. If you want to have a healthy life in the modern life, you better know how to take care of your liver function. Now we go back to the liver function again. So when we say the liver function, so we have to look at the two kinds of things. We have to look at the soft way and the hard way. Let me start the hard way first. Hard way is easy. We can see it's the liver itself. However, when we say the liver, we have to use the modern science point of view, which is tonight, the topic is quantum liver healing. So now we're going to bring in the quantum concept at the liver. The one of the unique concept at the quantum concept, which is a quantum theory, is we say we never can isolate it. Materialize the thing. Everything is a connect. Very simple way. I use a simple language, which is a quantum concept. Everything is a connect. You cannot separate. Particularly when we penetrate to the subatomic level, you see nothing. All you see is an interrelationship. All you can see is energy. So if that's the way when we look at the liver, we cannot isolate anymore. So we have to look at the even though and materialize the liver itself, then the liver still associated or connect with the gallbladder, with the stomach, with the lungs, with the other organs. All the other organs are real connect each other. You cannot separate and the liver with other organs. You have to look at the liver with the other. And the physical level have a connection. When I give you this concept, I can give you another angle. So today, how about the diet? People want to say, oh, I always eat something. So after what you eat, what do you feel? You say, I also feel my stomach broad. Now look at this whole concept. When the stomach broad, the concept, that's called the event, that's called the activity, that's called the symptom. What something broad means is something doesn't move. If something doesn't move, we know who are capable to moving things. Liver. Liver. It's one of the organs. The liver has a job. The one of the liver job is to help everything flow. Emotional flow, energy flow, blood flow, chi flow. Everything has to be flow. I would like everyone really take this concept. Flow. Use this concept of the flow means you see in the nature can flow. The wind broad, that means the wind flow, right? Have you seen wind doesn't flow? No, you never see wind doesn't flow. If a wind can flow, what that mean? Wind can blow the cloud. When the cloud guns, then what? What's left? Blue sky. See? If a wind doesn't blow, then clouds stay there. Then you get the rain. If wind blow out the wind, cloud, then blue sky, then sun coming up. Think of this. If nature would do this, how about human body? Does anything flow? Your joint, if you find that your joint stiffness, that means nothing flows. If after eat you feel stomach bloat, that means digestive system is not the flow. If a digestive system is not the flow, liver has to take a responsibility because, listen to me here, to create a healthy digestive system is one of the liver's job. It's the liver's duty. Think of this whole concept. Liver has one of the duty. It has to help the stomach create a healthy digestive system. If that system doesn't function right, first, I always go to the liver first. I don't blame the stomach. I always go to the liver because nothing flows. As Chinese medicine, we always say, as long as energy can flow, disease cannot enter. Think of this whole concept. As long as energy can flow, disease cannot enter, or illness cannot stay. So if you use this concept, then you see, whatever you have a discomfort, whatever you have a problem, it is the signs that show you have an energy stagnation. The something is not flow. Particularly now, when we do the stomach digestive system, then you say, after you eat, you find your stomach bloated. That means something is not the flow. Also, one of the concepts which is today many people suffer is constipation, right? The constipation, you can do many different ways. You can do many different things, many different kind of diet to help your flow. You can drink the prune juice, whatever what you do. They are all superficial level because they never deal the root cause of the problem. The root cause of the problem is something doesn't flow. What is doesn't flow? The liver. So the liver has issues, so doesn't do the job perfectly. So therefore, nothing flows. So if liver cannot do the job perfectly, you nothing flow. Then constipation can be the signs of the doesn't flow. See, if you can look at this angle, then you will understand, oh, the Chinese medicine has a different way to treat it. Constipation, instead of constantly treat the colon, you treat the liver. To treat the liver, you have to treat your lifestyle. You have to watch your emotions. You have to watch your stress. You have to watch your activity. See, there's a lot of things now. It's related. So that's why we call it, it's a quantum healing. So you cannot just get one herb, one needle, one supplement that can cure the liver issues. No. Everything is connected. That's not just a Chinese medicine concept. It's a quantum concept. Everything is connected. You cannot isolate it. You cannot separate it. You have to take concept. Everything is connected. So when we know one of the major issues for the liver is a help flow, help healthy digestive system. Second one, at the physical liver has to be, say, liver has to be the flexible. Now look at the situation of the today. Does our life is flexible? Does our mind is flexible? You have to understand the flexible has many different levels, just like a quantum level, physical level, emotional level, and a spiritual level. Can you let go many things? Would you willing to let go someone bothers you, something bothers you? Yes, you might can let it go. Life will move on. But what you see? You see everything happen for a reason. You see it's the nature's flow. You see everything flow is the natural law. go with the flow is one of the liberal concepts. Now, the other things, what we say, at the physical level, you see the liver can do this, right? Now, liver has the other things called hard way and the soft way. What is the soft way about the liver? Soft way about the liver is called energetically, or we call the liver chi, or we can call the liver feel. Only you want to call called liver essence. What is the liver essence? Let me tell you one thing. At ancient China, mainly figure out the one called the five element theories. I know how many people heard about it. If you've not heard about it, please check these five element theories. You can go to our website, check these things. Which means in ancient time, must discover. Generally speaking, they can categorize the five different essence, the five different elements in the whole universe. They can put on into this category. So in this category, they create a unique interrelationship, become ancient quantum relativity framework. It's ancient. They figure out everything can dump into this framework. So if you dump into this framework, and the liver, what is the position liver in this framework? For the essence, we say, liver essence associated with the element is the wood element. Now follow me this time. If a wood element, what is wood element mean? Nature. Now look around. Nature, change, spring, seasons associated with the spring. Now look around, flowers, bloom. If flowers bloom, what do you feel? You feel great, right? You feel good. So if you feel good, can you see the flower bloom? To represent your liver bloom because they are same energy frequency. As we know, light connects to the light. So liver energy connect to the flower, connect to the trees, connect to the winds. You see the windy, you see the leaves flow and moving around, you see the wind blow, but can you see yourself liver flow too? If outside you see the flower bloom, can you see your liver bloom? When I use this concept, it's to tell everybody, don't limit your concept. In order to heal the liver, we have to use this quantum concept. The quantum concept is everything is connected. So that's why five element framework become one of the framework allow us to use this quantum healing framework. Allow us to see liver can use this quantum framework. Connect to the trees, connect to the winds, connect to the grow. Connect to the fearness. Now, here, I put one of the fearness into here now. So why, when I stated that, what's the fearness to do with the liver? Look at the tree. Look around. Look at the grass. Look at the dandelion. Have you seen the dandelion afraid to grow up because of someone going to kill you? They can buy the best killer things from Home Depot or Lowe's or your local garden center. They say, we're going to kill the dandelion. Have you seen the dandelion be killed? Have you seen the dandelion has a fear? Because they might grow up if they bloom today and the owners of the house might come out to kill me. You never care. You kill me today, I bring up tomorrow. My grandchildren will come out. My cousin will broom for the other corner. I can start a corner and continue to broom. So that's why sometimes I tell my patient, hey, if you have a fear, go try to buy the dandelions. Eat the dandelions. Why? Light connect to the light. You eat the dandelions. If you open up your mind, you can connect to the dandelions, the fearless essence. Now listen to me here now. I'm going to eat the dandelion. I'm not eat dandelion because it's a natural antibiotic. I'm eating dandelions because I want the dandelion's fearless power. No one can kill the dandelion. Almost a whole war, every country, any corners, most of them, you can find the dandelion. How powerful, everywhere. So that means I can go anywhere. I always can find something I can be associated. Now, if you can open the mind this way, now you eat the dandelions, or this week you have a chance to try eat the dandelions, see, you can open the mind, connect to the fearless. Have you seen the tree have afraid to grow because they afraid if they grow up, a wind might kill them? They afraid to grow? No. None of the tree were afraid to grow. Have you seen no one? Everyone want to grow. They are not afraid to die. They are not afraid to go to the big one. Have you seen the pine tree afraid to grow? I don't see any pine tree afraid to grow because they say, oh, I don't want to be beautiful, otherwise Christmas is someone going to cut me off, become a Christmas tree. They don't care. They still grow. They take the chin. So if we have this kind of essence from the nature, then our life will be much easier. We are not afraid of too many things. We are not worried about too many things. Then we can live in this moment to enjoy the life. Then we might have a stress-free. So you can see, when we talk about the software of the liver, you have to connect to the nature, season, tree, flower, wind, and the nature's change associated with the liver's change. Your organs change associated with it. Your liver change. Your emotions associated with your liver change. So now you understand now, when we talk about the quantum liver healing, they are not just focused on the liver. Quantum liver healing means you have to consider your lifestyle, your emotion, your diet. Your relationship with the nature. Everything has to count. Everything has to be connected. So if someone says you have a liver issue, you have a problem, or if you see yourself have liver issues, have a sport injury, chronic sport injury, and difficult to heal, chronic constipation, difficult to heal, and the chronic the sleeping problems are difficult to be healed, look at your liver angle. Because everything is connected. Our human body is connected. The liver might be as the gate allow you open up a healing ability. Maybe allow you connect to your whole body through the liver, through the quantum liver healing. You will connect to your spirit. You will connect to the nature. You might find it, who you are. So the liver healing or quantum liver healing, in my opinion, is so beautiful because they will allow us not just to focus on the liver itself, They are not just focused on the special diet or liver cleansing. We don't cleanse things. Allow us to enhance the capability or possibility to connect to the nature, to become much bigger, to discover who we are. Because we are the spirit. Because if everything is connected, then we might can through our liver connect to the trees, connect to the nature, connect to the season change. Now next time, when the season change, when the summer comes, you should feel that, oh, my liver might be the gateway to allow me connect to the seasonal change. So when the summer changes to the fall, you might go through this gate again, enhance your liver function. Next time if you face into the stress, you have to understand, hey, if I want to have a healthy liver function, I shouldn't consider this stress become so serious. Let go. Go with the flow. Don't hold on to something. Liver is so important. And also liver is so powerful. It's one of the most powerful organs for healing. Or for spiritual healing also. They can help us deal many different kind of modern disease, many different kind of chronic illness. All can help you, help us get in deep meditation. Even though you say, oh, I love yoga, but a certain posture, I find a difficulty. Hey, deal your liver. Once the liver function changes, your flexibility will change. Certain yoga posture, you might find it much easier to do. If you say, oh, when I do the meditation, difficult sit there, or different difficult posture, my leg difficult, sit that posture. Hey, deal your liver function. The liver function, always a quantum liver healing, might be a gate, allow you connect. I believe anyone are capable or able to use this concept, heal your liver function. So remember, it's not the liver itself, it's the liver function. It's the hard way, it's the soft way. It's a multi-dimensional level, body, mind, spirit. Everything is connected. Now you understand now. So when we talk about the quantum liver healing, it's everything. So use this concept, help yourself, heal yourself. Through this concept, you will heal yourself. As ancient times, they always say, answer is within. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Thank you, Master Vu. That was great. It's very hopeful in many ways, because when we take it away from just the materialized liver, we realize that we all have led very stressful lives because we're always busy and always connected. It gives us possibilities no matter what age we are or what level of activity or, if you will, liver abuse that we have gone through, we have a possibility for healing on a multidimensional level when we look at it from your aspect. So thank you very much. I hope all the listeners enjoyed this. We have more information on tcmworld.org. And if you like this kind of teaching, you can check out our conference at tcmconference.org and join us for our yearly conference, which will be held September 14th through 17th in Reston, Virginia. So good night to all, and we look forward to connecting with you again shortly.